Here's the way we're going to do this. Memory game works. We all have in front of us a simple children's story.
That's right.
We're going to give you sentences from the children's story.
Mm-hmm.
The person that can get deepest into the children's story
right.
will be the winner. All right? And do you think we can do it this way? Do you think we can read the same thing for everybody?
I don't, because then I think
then
there's a danger.
It's subject to the honor system being violated.
They'll memorize it.
And you know they're not going to be honorable.
So it's going to be a little bit subjective, all right? But bear with us. We're going to test your memory and see how far you can go, okay?
Okay.
Let's play memory game.
Memory game.
All right, let's go to Vanessa. Vanessa, you've got a challenge because it says you're in your car.
Yes.
Vanessa, let me hear that phone. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you fancy yourself as a good memory person?
I try to be. I hope I am.
Did you do good in school?
I did do well in school.
Did you have good SAT scores?
Yes, I did.
Is memorization your thing?
Sort of, but not fully.
We'll find out.
If she wins, I think we should give her a choice of $100 or a choice of a trophy that says good memory person.
Good memory game person.
That was how you referred to her.
All right, Vanessa, this is the way it's going to work. Buzz has a copy of this, so does Rom, and right. I do, and we're going to go. Guys, keep track of this for me.
Okay.
All right, we're going to give you the very first sentence. Are you ready?
Yes.
Repeat after me, and then we're going to go on and on and on and see how far you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Stink could hardly see as he carried a leaning tower of cereal boxes up to Webster's front door.
Well, Stink could hardly see as he carried a tower of cereal boxes up to Webster's door.
Mm. I'm sorry.
Not in the first stanza. I'm sorry, you
left
out
two words.
Leaning and front
right.
was left out there.
She's some enemy to the adjective.
I'm sorry about that. Thanks for trying, though.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, are you a memory guy?
Yes, I would like to play. No, I'm not a memory guy.
All right, guys.
Perfect.
I'm going to go to page 2.
Page 2?
The first chapter.
Okay.
Good luck. We're going to hone and refine memory game.
That's right.
It's already a screaming success, Mike.
It is, indeed. It is. Well, here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Memory game will be used in the future with our own stories.
Yes.
Because this was a last-minute deal.
We're using
this children's story.
I enjoy the fact that it's someone else's words.
Okay, very good. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
You know how it works. You repeat after me.
Yes.
All right. All I brought was cheerful O's, said Sophie of the Elves.
All I brought was cheerful O's, said Sophie of the Elves.
Right.
My dad says they're heart healthy.
My dad?
No, you have to go all the way to the beginning.
I gotcha. All I brought was, never mind.
Oh!
You see, it is difficult.
Very. Memory game.
Yeah.
It's tougher also than the template that we laid out in the office.
Yeah, I know.
This is a little harder than what we experimented
Everything
with.
Is so out of context.
It is. That's
Thank you, anyway.
Let's go to Jamie in Vermont. Jamie, you ready to play a memory game?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let me go to...
I say you could pick up in the next graph, Mike.
All right, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
You got to repeat and keep adding on, all right?
Okay.
Carrying all these boxes is not heart healthy.
Carrying all these boxes is not heart healthy.
Did he say that correctly?
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
He mumbled it, but it's okay.
Why couldn't we just use sugar cubes?
Carrying all these boxes is not heart healthy. Why couldn't we just use sugar cubes?
Stink, we're building the Great Wall of China.
Carrying all these boxes is not heart healthy. Why couldn't we just use sugar cubes? Crap.
Yeah.
You see?
I'm terribly sorry.
I feel much better now.
But I'm going to put you on hold because you've gotten through the second stanza there, all right? Hold on a second.
I think you're right. There's something weird about the third sentence.
Yeah, after three, it gets very tough.
Okay, Houston, hello, how are you?
Pretty good, how about yourself?
Pretty good. All right, we're still on page 2, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know how we play the game, right, Houston?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Well, it took hundreds of years in real life, said Stink.
Well, it took hundreds of years in real life, said Stink.
Mm-hmm. Ours is only going to take one day, said Webster.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
Ours is only going to take one day, said Webster.
It only took hundreds of years in real life, Stink. Ours is only going to take one day, Webster.
Mm. No.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Not
sorry.
Close enough.
Said
man.
In the ands there.
Sorry, Houston.
All right, I'm going over to the other one here, guys.
Yeah, let's see if
we're making a little different. We're going to go from the kids' stuff.
One of these others.
It's the out of context that doesn't work.
Okay.
The quotes don't
help. All right,
here
we go. Memory game.
Memory game.
All right, let me go to...
Which one?
Mike and Annandale. This is...
they all have quotes.
This one with 12, chapter 12.
Gotcha.
Oh, with Evan.
All right. You know what's problematic, too, is the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Why some right. quotes?
I really want to know what happens to their cereal box wall.
Here we go. This is Mike. Are you ready, Mike, from Annandale?
Yes, I am.
All right. He took the can from her and examined it.
He took the can from her and examined it.
Sure enough, the lid popped off.
He took the can from her and examined it. Sure enough, the lid popped off.
The gooey green substance was pushing up out of the can.
He took the can from her and examined it. Sure enough, the lid popped off. He took the gooey green...
It's something about number three. And that's what I've always said.
I know, Buzz.
Hey, wait. Joe might have a better idea. We're developing this on the run here.
We might
this.
Have better text.
All right, yeah. All right, very good. Uh-huh. This we're going to see if this person can get through all this. All right. Hey, Joe, I know this is on the fly. This is the way to do it. I like this better.
Good.
All right, this guy's going to have it a little. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, okay?
All right, thank you.
It's an experimental game right
thanks
now.
Thanks for
you know what's
us
great
out.
About this?
What's that?
It's the memory game.
Memory game.
Memory game.
We get it right. Tim from Lorton, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You got a good memory?
I would like to think so.
All right, you've got it a lot easier, okay?
Oh, sweet.
This is more of a standardized memory test right now.
Yes.
Ah, good.
All right, Tim from Lorton, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The beagle likes bones.
The beagle likes bones.
The kitten likes milk.
The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk.
The parakeet likes seeds.
The beagle likes bones, the kitten likes milk, the parakeet likes seeds.
My neighbor drinks too much.
The beagle likes bones, the kitten likes milk, the parakeet likes seeds, and my neighbor drinks too much.
Time to check the mailbox.
The beagle likes bones, the kitten likes milk, the parakeet likes seeds, my neighbor drinks too much, and time to check the mail.
Oh, you're almost down to the... And I'm going to give him a... He said mail
that's
instead
pretty good.
Of... Rob, you think that's we shouldn't do that?
Well, checking the mail in the mailbox is two different things, Mike.
Rob is the listener's friend.
Still.
All right, I'm going to give you one more.
Okay.
Where's my check?
The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk. The parakeet likes seeds. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Pretty good, though.
All right, before they can cheat, because we've got a delay, I'm going to go to the next one. Eric in Leesburg, here you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
The beagle likes bones.
The beagle likes bones.
The kitten likes milk.
The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk.
The parakeet likes seeds.
The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk. The parakeet likes seeds.
My neighbor drinks too much.
The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk. The parakeet likes seeds. My neighbor drinks too much.
Time to check the mailbox.
Whew. The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk. The parakeet likes seeds. My neighbor drinks too much. Time to check the mail.
Where's my check?
Made the same error.
I know. That's all right.
The beagle likes bones. The kitten likes milk. The parakeet likes seeds. My neighbor drinks too much. Time to check the mail.
All right. I'm editing as we go. This is a great way to do it, all right?
Okay.
Last time he gave me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven is the winning number here, all right?
Lucky
we've got
seven.
Another one with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You get through all seven of these,
uh-huh.
and I'll give you the $100.
Okay.
I think it's that difficult, and we can try it that way, okay? This is going to work, and this is, Rob, this is a combination between your idea and my idea.
Okay.
And I think we've reached a happy medium
all
here.
Right.
You guys don't have copies of these,
no.
so don't worry about it.
Two guys tied at five now.
Derek from Colorado. How are you, Derek?
I'm good. How are you?
Ready to play memory game?
Sure, why not?
Here we go. You got seven of them. Get all seven. You get $100.
All right.
Over the hill.
Over the hill.
Down the path.
Down over the hill, down the path.
Over a creek.
Over the hill, down the path, over the creek.
I'm sorry. Too
no.
easy. It was over a creek.
Oh, a creek.
I'm terribly sorry.
Got
sorry
it.
For that. Keep them coming, Joe.
Thanks, Derek.
They've got a fire drill going back
there
right now.
I'm sure you can
right
use this one again.
Yeah, we're
going to
do this one again. Carrie from Virginia, somewhere driving in Virginia. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Over the hill.
Over the hill.
Down the path.
Over the hill, down the path.
Over a creek.
Over the hill, down the path, over a creek.
Through the field.
You're playing it great.
Over the hill, down the path, over a creek. Oh, shit.
Oh!
Yeah, tough.
I need more of these. We'd only known before.
I love how you wait, and you make them gel on it a little.
But I did it real fast at the beginning. You
and
see
I
how I did that?
She said, over a creek.
Okay, let's go. Now, this guy might have had time to write them down, but who knows? I'm going to give it one more try. All right, are you ready? Paul in Herndon.
Yep, I'm here.
Over the hill.
Over the hill.
Down the path.
Over the hill, down the path.
Over a creek.
Over the hill, down the path. Over a creek.
Through the field.
Over the hill, down the path, over a creek, through the field.
Over the train tracks.
Over the hill, down the path, over a creek, through a field. Over the train tracks.
Yes. I'm going to give that to you.
Right.
I
really?
Know it was A instead of a V. Do you want to really be rough on this guy?
I do, because I think on these are four syllables a line. They should get it right.
It's a deer that was killed.
Over the hill, down the path, over a creek, through the field.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Wow. You didn't get all seven, but that was pretty good, Paul. Really, hey. Nice job. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Paul.
Alex in Gainesville, you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fly the plane.
Fly the plane.
Drive the car.
Fly the plane, drive the car.
Go for a walk.
Fly the plane, drive the car, go for a walk.
Take a hike.
Fly the plane, drive the car, go for a walk, take a hike.
In the woods.
Fly the plane, drive the car, take a walk.
I'm terribly sorry. Sorry about that. Let's go to Jamie did we have Jamie in Vermont?
Jamie,
is this the same Jamie from Vermont? You can't play twice.
No, you put me on hold. I got disconnected. So
oh,
I
okay.
Back.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold again, but right. We don't double dip on this game.
You
let's
sound
go.
A little like Larry. You can't play
no,
twice.
No, you can't do it. Brian in Woodbridge, here we go.
Hello.
Fly the plane.
Drive the plane.
I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
Perfect.
Congratulations, Brian. You are the quickest exit on the game. Let's go to Liz in Idaho.
Memory game.
And now they're flying. Get me all these things. Fly the plane.
Fly the plane.
Drive the car.
Fly the plane, drive the car.
Go for a walk.
Fly the plane, drive the car, go for a walk.
Take a hike.
Fly the plane, drive the car, go for a walk, take a hike.
Into the woods.
Fly the plane, drive the car, take a hike, go for a walk, in the woods.
I am terribly sorry.
You reversed a couple.
All right, put them on hold. We're still waiting for more of these. Let me go. We're going to go to Lou Springfield. All right, I'm going to make these up as I'm going around, all right?
Okay.
Play hockey. Lou.
Yeah.
Lou, pay attention. We're saying again.
All right, I'm ready.
Play hockey.
Play hockey.
On the ice.
Play hockey on the ice.
Have a drink.
Play hockey on the ice. Have a drink.
Wash your shoes.
Play hockey on the ice. Have a drink. Wash your shoes.
Kiss your sister and tell your neighbor. I wasn't writing them down either, so we've got one that's really nice and written down. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go to Kurt in Northern California. Kurt, you ready?
I hope so.
All right, real quick. Here's your memory game. Memory game.
Memory game.
Got time for a couple more. Being nice is okay.
Being nice is okay.
Being mean is not.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not.
Give your mate some flowers.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. Give your mate some flowers.
As a token of your affection.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. Give your mate some flowers as a token of affection.
And you'll see.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. Oh!
Yeah. Meltdown at four.
Oh, my God, this is hard.
You've tapped into something
here.
This
is fun. Matt in Sacramento. Yes, this is the way to do it right here. Matt, are you ready?
Yep.
Being nice is okay.
Being nice is okay.
Being mean is not.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not.
Give your mate some flowers.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. Give your mate some flowers.
As a token of your affection.
Being mean is being mean is not nice.
I'm terribly sorry. I am terribly sorry. terribly sorry.
Nice
We're
try,
going to
Matt.
Take two more. Let's see how we do here. Jeremy and Reston, are you ready?
Memory game.
Yes.
Go. Being nice is okay.
Memory game.
Being nice is okay.
Being mean is not.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not.
Give your mate some flowers.
Say that. I didn't understand that.
Give your mate some flowers.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. Give your mate some flowers.
As a token of your affection.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. Give your mate some flowers as a token of our affection.
And you'll see.
Being nice is okay. Being mean is not. I'm done.
Four again. Thanks, Jeremy.
Sorry
Good
about
job.
That. Terribly sorry. Got time, really. We're running out of time here because we have to get our guest on. But let me go one more time to, we're not going to go to Jamie in Vermont. He already played. Jerry in Centerville, are you ready?
Yes.
Jerry in Centerville, let's go to the ballpark.
Let's go to the ballpark.
And take in a game.
Let's go to the ballpark and take a game. Taking the game. And Bill Van sucks.
Oh,
Bill
that's
sucks.
Hey, that's not fair. Hey. That's not fair.
Disqualified.
That's terrible. Jeff in Wichita, you ready?
Terrible.
Jeff in Wichita, are you there?
Jeff.
Okay, we're going to go to a random caller. Hi, who's this?
Dustin.
Turn your radio down, Dustin.
There we go.
Okay, let's go to the ballpark.
Let's go to the ballpark.
And take in a game.
Let's go to the ballpark. And take in a game.
The home team is on fire.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team is on fire.
And we've got great seats.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team's on fire. Damn. Done.
Yeah.
Oh!
There's something magic about that third line.
You know what? We've got time for one more. Helen in D.C.
Helen!
All right, Helen, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's go to the ballpark.
Let's go to the ballpark.
And take in a game.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in the game.
The home team is on fire.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in the game. The home team is on fire.
And we've got great seats.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in the game. The home team's on fire and we've got great seats.
Right on the first baseline.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in the game. The home team's on fire and we've got great seats right on the... Oh, shoot.
Oh, come on. You can do it. Come on. Think
girl.
About it. Really.
Right on the...
I'll give you $50 if you get it.
Right on the...
First.
She's not going to get it.
Baseline.
Oh, hey. Yes, sir. I am happy. Rob, I know that doesn't make you happy, but we had to wrap it up. Nobody was going to do it. We're going to give you $50 for that one. Hey. All right, Ellen?
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Memory game.
I like that. I really do. We're going to do it that way the next time. We'll have all these ready to go. Thanks to everybody that participated.
I like memory game.
You want to try it, Rob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right there. Rob's not writing anything down. I'm going to look at him and do it. All right, let me set the music off for a second. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's go to the ballpark.
Let's go to the ballpark.
And take in a game.
And take in a game.
The home team is on fire.
The home team is on. Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team is on fire.
And we've got great seats.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team is on fire and we've got great seats.
Right on the first baseline.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team is on fire and we've got great seats. Right on the first baseline.
And we can eat hot dogs.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game.
What are you looking at? You're
nothing.
Not looking at anything,
no,
are you?
I
know he's not. Okay, I'll do it again. All right, go ahead. And we can eat hot dogs.
Okay, let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team is on fire, and we've got great seats right on the first baseline, and we can eat hot dogs.
That we'll buy from the vendor.
Let's go to the ballpark and take in a game. The home team is on fire, and we've got great seats right on the first baseline. We can eat hot dogs that we bought from a vendor.
That's Jesus. Pretty amazing. Rob That's the best performance today.
Wow. Thank you.
You little genius.
Yes, but I can't father children.
Wow. Wow. I dig that a lot. All right, we'll play memory game another time when we get these ready.
Memory game.
Thanks to Joe Artinger with the on-the-fly audible there.
Very good,
Jay. Show. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Best Week Ever's Pop Culture Bachelor and star of Super Jaime. You'll love him, Buzz. He's a pothead just like you.
What?
Doug Benson will be on the show when we continue right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.